ओम नमो भागवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 60 वर्स 35 कृष्ण टीज़ेस रुक्मिणी। सत्यम भयाद इवा गुणेभ्या अरुक्रमन्ता सत्यम भयम एव गुणेभ्य अरुक्रमन्ता। शेते समुद्रा उपलम्बना मात्रा आत्मा शेषे समुद्र उपलम्बन मात्रमात्मा नित्यम खाद इंद्रिया गुणैः कृत विग्रहास त्वाम नित्यम नित्यम करेन्द्रिय गुणै कृत विग्रहास त्वाम त्वाद सेवकै नृपपदम विदुतम तमोवंदम त्वाद सेवकै नृपपदम विदुतम तमोवंदम सत्यं भयादिव गुणेभ्य अरुक्रमन्तः शेते समुद्र उपलम्बन मात्रमात्मा नित्यं खादिन्द्रिय गुणै कृत विग्रहस्त्वम् त्वत्सेवकै नृपपदं विरुतं नं तमोन्दम् सत्यं भयादिव गुणेभ्यो रुक्रमन्तः शेते समुद्रमुपलम्बन मात्रमात्मा नित्यं क्वारेन्द्रिय गुणै कृत विग्रहस्त्वम् त्वत्सेवकै नृपपदं विरुतं दमुण्डम्
table to be tidy.
Synonyms: satyam,
true.
Bayat, out of fear. Eva, as if. Gunebhya, other material modes. Arukrama, a you who performs transcendental feats. Anta, within. Shete, you have laid down. Samudre, in the ocean. Upalambana matra, pure awareness. Atma, the supreme soul. Nityam, always. Kat, bad. Indriya gunai, against all the material senses. Krita vigraha, battling. Tvam, you. Tvat, your. Sevakai, by the servants. Nripa, of a king. Padam, the position. Vidutam, rejected. Tama, darkness. Andam, blind. Translation and purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, my Lord Urukrama, you laid down within the ocean as if afraid of material modes, and thus in pure consciousness you appear within the heart as the supersoul. You are always battling against the foolish material senses, and indeed, even your servants reject the privilege of royal dominion, which leads to the blindness of ignorance. Purport. In text 12, Lord Krishna said, Raja Bayo Bibhyata Subru Samudram Sharanam Gatan. Out of fear of the kings, we took shelter in the ocean. Here Srimati Rukmini Devi points out the actual rulers of the world are the gunas, the material modes of material nature, which impel all living beings to act. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that because Lord Krishna fears that his devotee will come under the influence of the modes of material nature, become entangled in sense gratification, he enters the internal ocean of their hearts, where he remains the omniscient supersoul, upalambana matram atma. Thus, he protects his devotee. The word upalambana matra also indicates that the Lord is the object of meditation for his devotees. In text 12, Lord Krishna also said, Balavadbi krita dveshan. We created enmity with the powerful. Here Srimati Rukmini Devi points out that it is the material senses which are actually powerful in this world. The Supreme Lord has taken up the battle against sense gratification on the part of his devotees. Thus, he is constantly trying to help them in their struggle for material spiritual purity. When the devotees become free of unwanted material habits, the Lord reveals himself to them. And then the eternal loving relationship between the Lord and his devotees becomes an irrevocable fact. In the same verse, Lord Krishna stated, Chaktanrapasan, we renounce the royal throne. But here Srimati Rukmini Devi points out the position of political supremacy in this world actually implicates so-called powerful leaders in the darkness and blindness. As the saying goes, power corrupts. Quote, thus even the Lord's loving service tend to shy from political intrigue and power politics, the Lord himself being completely satisfied in his own spiritual bliss would hardly be interested in occupying mundane political past positions. Thus Rukmini Devi correctly interprets the Lord's actions as evidence of the supreme transcendental nature. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanariyati Prasiddha Bhumo Tatrapi Krishna Balarama Sapara Mule Gyanam Paramparama Krishna Sutarma Chuktam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste. Sanasara Tuka Jaladao Padita Sikama Kudari Nakura Mukurai Kavali Kutasya Durvashayaka. Yurathrayasya Chaitanya Chandramamade Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Gobavish Kishoro Sahachara Ganavandai Kridamana Vajesho Natabara Jitavesho Nilapitam Varadyo Jagadadananahito Ramakrishna Toasmi Vanchakopatarubhyascha Kripasanubhyavacha Pritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna just was saying all this to tease Rukmini Devi. He actually wanted to see her angry. She was hardly ever angry because she is very proper. She's actually an expansion of Chandravali. Number two in Vrindavan. Basically, Chandravali was very amiable girl. So Rukmini Devi was very amiable. Krishna didn't like that. He wanted to see her angry sometimes. So at the end of this pastime, it's described by Sridhar Swami that she knits her brows and points her finger at Krishna. You've said everything wrongly. Oh, Achyuta, I'm actually chaste. You know, and Krishna was mad. Krishna just wanted to see her angry, that's all. Now, she is the goddess of fortune. She's very learned, so she refutes everything that Krishna says. Expertly, shloka by shloka, she refutes everything. So that's it's interesting. This section of Bhagavatam is very interesting. It's Krishna's company policy. He does it with everybody, you know. Just like, for example, when I'm doing something, something must be wrong or missing, you know, it's like typical stuff. The deities do it to attract you, to think about them, that's all. And then they'll give it back. Here it is, you know. Just like here, now I'm traveling, and things are not there. And I'm praying to the deities, what's going on? And they say, no, you just keep looking for it, you'll find it, you know. I don't know where it is still. I don't know where it is, you know, like that. But they'll do something. God knows what they'll do. But they'll do something. We just have to meditate on them. They'll do something, you know. We don't know what it is. Just like, for example, there was big hail storm in Vrindavan. Once every 30 years. Broke everything. As big as your fist. It fell down. And one devotee came in the Goshala and said, hey, have you ever seen ice in Vrindavan? Here's your chance to see it. I go, I didn't go outside. I knew what was going on. And later on, Sanak Sanatan showed me the damage to the Tulsi Shrine. All the a lot of the outside Parikrama stained glass panels were broken. So it's basically repair. The artist who did it, the Russian artist who did it, said, only one you have to replace. The rest you just simply repair. You take it apart and take off the broken glass and replace it with new glass. So, it just means that it was Krishna's desire. It was her desire. And she came in, I was wondering, what's going on? You know, because I only have 1 lakh in the bank account. And it's going to be 3 lakhs or more to fix everything. And she said, we'll give it. I don't know how she's going to do it. She said she's going to do it, but I don't know how she's going to do it. It's basically, she's not a poor girl. As Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 279 says, Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnu's Tulasi Chata Torika. As Lakshmi Devi is dear to Lord Hari, Tulsi is even more dear. So our business is to love them and they'll do the rest. Basically, it's a fact. And Lord Vishnu creates, Lord Brahma creates in the mode of passion. Lord Shiva annihilates in the mode of ignorance, but only Vishnu can maintain. Maintenance is the biggest deal about it. And sometimes it's even easier to break it down and recreate it than to maintain it. It's really painful to maintain stuff. it's the way it is, you know. In January of 2009, when I was starting my Tulsi Shrine out, I broke my fixed deposit in Punjab National Bank in Vidyapeeth Chora. And I was down to my last 5,000 rupees for sannyasi. That's really tough, to be down to your last 5,000 rupees. So I prayed to her, hey, Rani, what will happen? And she came in the heart like an Akashvani. She said, I'm in charge of all the beauty of Vrindavan. I'll make it beautiful. You just be patient and work for me. And I thought, oh, she's like her husband, steal everything. And when you can't give it, then she comes back and and she gives it with interest. That was interest. Then I understood what that interest was immediately. Well, because I stay in my room under the AC all the time. And she goes, you spend all this money, and where are you? You know, she'll call me to her lotus feet, and whatever you want, then she'll make it perfect. Jai Tomara Sharana Loi Tara Vancha Purna Hoy. So a lot of people say, you know, we distribute Tulsi Rani to a lot of people. But a lot of people say, we'll serve Tulsi Rani. Yeah, sure. But a Mali, serving like a gardener, that's another story. There was a girl, I mentioned about her. I haven't seen her. About 10 hours east of Moscow, in Nizhny Novgorod. I was giving a lecture about Tulsi. She came and approached me and told me about how she became a devotee. I didn't get her name. So the temple president doesn't know where she is. The right-hand man doesn't know. And a girl from that city doesn't know where she is. I'm stuck. So basically, in the middle of the flippin' winter, one lady had to go make some money in Moscow. Typical. 90% of the money is in the capital city. Not surprising. I've been in that country in the middle of winter. It's like negative 19 centigrade in the shade. Woo! Really cold. So, Tulsi's a tropical plant. So she gave it to her neighbor. Well, what do I do? This is a plant from India. Well, what do I do? He said, what is this? It's a plant from India. Well, what do I do? Just give it water and sing songs. So what did she sing? I don't know. And then she became Antarmukh. The girl, 2 weeks, became Antarmukh, internally focusing. So, she gave up meat eating and drinking in the streets of that city. Now that, for a Russian girl, that's pretty good. In the middle of the winter, pretty good. Then she became, she got a Bhagavad Gita. Now there are very few book distributors these days. She was marked. She gets mercy. In the Bhagavad Gita it said, come to our temple. Now how many people buy our books and come to the temple? She did. Then after she came to the temple, they pushed her into the cafe, take prasad. They had 4 tables in a cafe. Now, how many people buy our books, come to our temple, take prasad? She did. After she took prasad, and they said, now go see Gornatai. In the first floor, is Gornatai was there. Now, how many people buy our books, come to the temple, eat prasad, and go see Gornatai? She did. And next to Gornatai was growing Tulsi Rani. Not now, but then. Oh, I got a plan like that. And all the devotees laughed. They understood that Tulsi Rani made her devotee from scratch. Nobody preached to her. And if it's now and then, Kobe. In 1990, I was preaching on Saturday to the Indians. And Russians are Caucasians. So put all these Southeast Asians in one building, all these blackies in one building. So they had the Bangladeshis, the Pakistanis, the Sri Lankans, the Nepalis in one building. The Punjabis and the Oriyas and the Biharis, like that. Just put them in one room. One building, and they play cricket on Sunday. And so, then they have a little medical hostel, very small. And so they bifurcated it with 2 pieces of plastic. Here's your 2.5 square meters, do whatever you want. 2.5 square meters, not hardly enough to lie down in. 2.5 square meters. So then, one person had an altar, and I had a small Tulsi sapling. Said, come on, you're from Southeast Asia. What's your etiquette? Just offer some incense. Come on, just offer 1 drop of water. Come on, just offer some obeisances. And in 6 months, they gave up their chicken tikka, their dumrapan, their Jack Daniels out the window. So if it's now and then, it'll take 6 months. And if it's like a Mali, it'll take 2 weeks, you know. So, it's different. When we distribute Tulsi Rani, somebody, the Mali, will serve her like a Mali does, you know. Basically, she's Jagadatri, the mother of the universe. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother. End of story. And she'll sweet talk you, she'll cause you, she'll blast you if you're in Maya. She knows everything. It's really charming, you know. My brother, who's a retired doctor, said, you know, I analyzed all our siblings. 5 out of 7s were bipolar. What am I supposed to do about that? Oh, if you're 20 years old, you can do something about it. We're going downhill. Forget it. So then he dropped me off at the temple, and I was thinking, if it wasn't for the devotees, the deities, and Tulsi Rani, where would I be? You know, like that. It's interesting. So this shloka is all about Srimati Rukmini Devi is refuting the Lord's arguments one after another. Krishna said that out of fear of the people, of these kings, I stay in the ocean. She says, yeah, you lay down the ocean as if afraid of material moments. Thus in pure consciousness you appear in the heart as a super soul. You're afraid, but you're not afraid of anything. You appear as a super soul to protect the devotees who are afraid of the material modes. Krishna's not afraid of anything, really. And the devotees who are taking shelter and thinking of the Supreme Lord need not be afraid of anything either, because Krishna will protect them, will provide them. As Bhagavad Gita says, Tesham Nitya Bhayuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. Those who are worshipping me with devotion, I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. So Krishna will take care. We don't just simply have to think of Him and love Him, and we'll take care of everything. Just like in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, verse 58. Chaitata Sarva Durgani Mata Prasada Tarasasi. If you have trouble, think of me ready to become. And you will cross over all difficulties by His grace. So it's like a pariksha, that's all. Krishna's testing it. Now what if I do this to you, what will you do? So basically, she's not a poor girl. So when I'm in anxiety, because you have to be in anxiety, you know, like 3 lakhs or more, and she keeps saying she'll pay for it. God knows what it is. My disciple from Russia said, the monkeys are bothering it. And I thought, what can I do? And I thought, I better borrow the money from some people. Because when I ask my Indian friends in the Middle East, they say, we have a lot of projects to deal with, but if you ask for a loan, oh man, they'll jump. So this is what I'll think. I've got Kuwait, I've got Bahrain, I've got Dubai, we'll ask for a loan. And boop, they'll jump. They'll give me the loan. No, and then I'll have enough and I'll do it. And I'll take care of it. Evidently she wanted it, otherwise it wouldn't have happened like that. Not a blade of grass moves without the Supreme Lord. They want it. And if they don't want it, then it's not going to have it. I was remarking that only the stained glass was damaged. The other glass was not damaged. The center glass was not damaged. Interesting. You know, it just basically means that they wanted me to replace the Parikrama Mark glasses. That's what it is. They wanted, it's Pariksha. They wanted you to see you do it. That's all. And our business is to help them do it. That's all. So this is, it's very interesting. In text 12, Lord Krishna says, we created enmity with the powerful. Rukmini Devi points out that it's the material senses that are actually powerful in the world. So our position is to engage all the senses. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that better than engaging the according to your propensities, the 5 karmendriyas and the 5 gyanendriyas, 5 working senses and the 5 knowledge acquiring senses, and the service of Krishna according to your nature. Padma Purana says, Rishikesha, Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam, Bhaktarujate, that devotion means engaging the senses with the service of the master of the senses. He says, that's the beginning of bhakti. More better than that is to think of Krishna and chant while you're serving. Vibrate Krishna's name with the tongue. Then it becomes paribhavita bhakti, devotion with emotion. And that's what Krishna takes. It's not the item, it's the love behind the item that Krishna takes. So that's a very interesting. The rest is basically pariksha. We're doing our best for Krishna. Are we really doing our best and offering the best to Krishna? It's not just simply that. It's simply, is the best bhava there? I have a ride joke from ABC to GBC. Everybody can do it better than yesterday. No matter what it is, everybody can increase it. Everybody can make it better than yesterday. That's cool. That's basically interesting. And Krishna is not interested in what you're giving. He wants what's behind your back. That's interesting. Krishna's never interested in what you give him. He wants a little bit more. Just like it was very interesting when Krishna manifested the giant form of Govardhan. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says that even Swamini, even Radharani was fooled by this. All the residents of Vrindavan, along with Krishna, offered obeisance to the giant form of Krishna. He says, Anior, Anior, give more, give more. And the Vrijavasis thought, I've given everything. What can I give him? And then one breath, I have a goat, in my godown, I have 1 quintal. So Krishna stretched his arm and took that. And then he said, Anior, Anior, give more, give more. I've given more. What can I give him? Then Balaram was very smart, brought some tulsi leaves, and Krishna took that and just, trip toast me. No, it's interesting stuff. It's very interesting things. All right. It's time for questions and answers. Because if you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you don't have a question, where is your relationship? The Sanskrit word manishanam, and manu means human being, and manishanam means intelligence. So if you don't have a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? So we'll have a little bit of time. All right. Who's got a question for me? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
You're in queue. Please wait. You're in queue.
Maharaj, one thought occurred to me about the behavior of pure devotees like Satyabhama. That she says that Rukmini got a flower, so I want a tree, Parijat tree. So it sounds so mundane, so material, because the jealousy we see in this world, and it doesn't seem any different from the behavior of Satyabhama when she says to Krishna that I want the whole tree because you gave one flower to Rukmini. Even though we are told and we know that it is spiritual, it's for the pleasure of Krishna and all that, but so can you shed some light on that from your perspective, your realization, some little things which could probably help us see how, even though it appears externally as material jealousy, but it is spiritual.
Well, first thing is that Satyabhama is Radharani herself. Hard to get. So Satyabhama was intense. Was a little hard to get. She was devotional, but she was a little bit hard to get. Like that. So that's interesting about her. It's not mundane jealousy, because jealousy has to be given up. Narottam Das Mahashai says, Kama Krishna Karmarpane. We use our work, our desires, to please Krishna. Karmarpane, to do some positive work. Krodh Bhakti Dveshi Jani. We use our anger against somebody who's offending devotees. And Lobha Sarav Sange Hare Katha. We'll become greedy to associate with devotees and hear Hare Katha. And Moha Ishta Sangha Bine. We'll be bewildered if we can't get the association of our Lord. And Mada Krishna Guna Gane. We'll chant Krishna's glories like a mad person. Nijukta Karibe Jata Tata. In this way, these 5 things will become favorable in this way. So these, the only one is Matsarya, envy. That has to be given up. Of the 6 enemies, only Matsarya has to be given up. So we shouldn't think that it's envy between one co-wife and another wife. We shouldn't think like that. Actually, basically Krishna's Varada is the best to give her benedictions. And Bhuta Brit, he maintains all living entities. So Satyabhama was just asking our Lord to give something, that's all. To maintain it, that's all. You have to see that in that idea. And Krishna gave it to her. Also, it was described when Krishna killed Narakasura, he brought her with him. Because Bhudevi is an expansion of Satyabhama. So when Narakasura twirled his trident, see, actually, Narakasura's kingdom was Guwahati in Assam. So when he was threatening to kill the Lord and spinning his trident, then Satyabhama said, kill him. So that's why Krishna brought her there to get permission. And then Krishna killed him. Krishna wouldn't kill him unless the demon, because it was the son of Varaha Dev and Bhumi Devi, like that. So Krishna wouldn't kill him unless Satyabhama agreed to it. So that's why Krishna brought her with him on the back of Garuda. Very interesting story about that. So one should not think. Krishna basically can give a lot of things. To give a parijat is not a big deal. And not only that, but the whole thing is there. Have you seen the whole pastime in its entirety? Just like when Indra became angry with Krishna for taking the parijat tree and wanted to fight with Indra, Krishna defeated Indra to bring the parijat down. Basically, Krishna did that in order to chastise Indra, in order to defeat Indra, like that. We should not see it as envy. We should just see it as another example of Krishna can give his wife something, like that. Krishna's Varada, the best of the givers of benediction, and Krishna's Bhuta Brit, the maintainer of all living entities. So he was an example of how Krishna maintains his devotees. That's all. That's all we have to see it. Orkya.
Maharaj, you were speaking about seeing maybe different troubles in relations with the deities. You specifically mentioned that if something is lost, then we can attribute it to the deities playing tricks or something. So I was just wondering, how can we understand this sort of kind of overall vision in relation with this particular pastime in which the devotees, they put salt in the charnamrit. And then Prabhupada said, what is this? And the Mataji said, oh, well, Prabhupada, it's Krishna's mercy. And then the Prabhupada said, actually, this is your foolishness, or something along those lines. So when something happens to us, like we lose something, or even if we become ill, how do we see it in relation to the deity or Krishna, rather than thinking, oh, actually, this is my foolishness? Or is there some combination? Or
for Krishna's seva, then it's not foolishness. If we lose something, is one devotee's wife told me about that there is actually a shloka that if you think of Kartavirya Arjuna, then you will get back things, lost things. That's an interesting point. And that's one devotee's wife told me that. I learned from that. So, Chaitanya Sarva Durgani Mataprasada Tarasase. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, verse 58. So, if it's something for their service, then we're in anxiety for it because it's for their service. That's why. And we ask them, they know where everything is, and they'll give it back. Basically, it's a distinction between doing something, losing something mundane, and losing something for their service. Now, if it's for their service, just like, for example, the deity's eyebrows come off a lot,
And I tried to make it, but the deity's eyebrows come off. And silver, you can replace that. That's not such a big deal. But gold, wow, that is something else. You know? And the deities do it, you to think of them like that, to think of them. And that's one thing. And or to clean their seat really good. You have to take everything apart and find it, you know. And find it out and clean and cleaning at the same time. Maybe that's what the deities wanted you to do. They wanted you to clean it off. Basically, that's it. You know, there's a distinction between losing something because if you do it, you lost something, and losing something in their service. Losing something in their service is another thing. They'll give it back. You know, it was funny that Malini Srivastava's wife. She, a crow, took a depot. And she was crying. Mother, what's the problem? You're my mother. What's the problem? And she goes, oh, crow has taken the dia. And my husband is there. So what am I going to save my husband? So Nityananda Prabhu told the crow, bring it back. And the crow brought it back. That's an interesting story. You know? Like that. And she must have been shocked. Like Nimai was breaking down the house. And she goes, your father's given this to you. What am I supposed to do? And so then Nimai gave 2 tolas of gold to fix it. And she was in anxiety. Satchamata was in anxiety. What am I going to do in the market when I go in the market with these 2 tolas of gold? People are going to say, what are you doing? She says, she was in anxiety. Her business as mother was, Nimai's business was to put her mother in anxiety. That's all. It's interesting stuff. There's a distinction between losing something for their service and losing something for your circumstantially for your sense gratification. There's a distinction between losing something. Hey, it's time for Purkala. 7 times around Govardhan Shilas is 1 Govardhan Prakrama without buying a plane ticket. It's pretty cool. And we should have Tej Kirtan because the people move faster. And don't clog the highway. Time for one more question? Who's got another question? You have another one.
I was hoping I could inquire further on the subject matter. Like, there's the understanding that on the Tatenu Kampam Susamikshamana verse that all the suffering that comes on me is actually Krishna's mercy. But at the same time, you know, I feel encouraged sometimes by the devotees or by the understanding of Shastra that actually I should see everything as my own foolishness or my own karma. So when I get some disease or when I get some injury or something bad happens to me, how do I accommodate both ideas in my mind? That it's my own foolishness, but at the same time it's actually Krishna only purifying me. Because is it karma or Krishna or both? Because and at what point does it become Krishna? Excuse me.
In Brahma Samhita, it's stated that karma dinirta hati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. A Vaishnava and Vaishnavi of substance thinks that I only get the slap side to serve. So there is no karma for devotees. Whatever karma will come will be greatly reduced by Lord. It has to see it that way. And Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 9, verse 25 says, Kvedam Kalevaram. What is the material body? Asesha Rajam Viroham. A holding container of various diseases. So there must be some disease, something wrong. In Prabhupada's prayers, Virahastakam, he says, he's in the hospital in traction. And when people ask him, how are you? He'll say you're fine. Just understand what he's meaning by feeling fine. Living entities can't be fine in the material world. Just like, for example, it's stated that the only person who is satisfied in this world is a madman or a transcendentalist. They're the only people that are satisfied in this world is a madman and a transcendentalist. So that's the idea. We have to be satisfied. Santushta satatam yogi. The Bhagavad Gita says that we have to be satisfied at all times, but who can be satisfied at the same time? With our knowledge about Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, who can be satisfied? We have to be satisfied, but who can be satisfied at the same time? We should be satisfied with gain when it comes of its own accord. Yet, who can be satisfied with what you've got? Okay. It's time for parikrama. Wow, 36 is also really big. Now we'll put the deities in the middle and everybody can do parikrama of them. That's all.